1039 WDKX, thank you for joining us podcast. Joining us now, Kenneth Hiller, who's going to give us a brief sort of understanding on what's going on with robocalls that come in. Kenneth, I know this is something that is, it's early for you. People don't know, it's early Saturday morning. So you know he's passionate about these different things that Kenneth Hiller and your law office are big about. Thank you for joining us today.
Good to be here.
I got to ask, when it comes to some of the stuff that you deal with, I know one of those is robocalls.
Yes.
Huge. Tell us some of the wacky stories or some of the things that you've heard. Whereas, you know, I remember you on Memory Lane, you said that one person was called up to 700 times?
Yes, 700 times. Calls? 700 times. She couldn't stop them. She, you know, called them. She wrote them. They wouldn't stop. And so she came to us, and we sued them under a law called the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. And it's amazing. Once they get sued, they do stop calling.
I wonder why.
Yes, right. Right, yeah.
But it's also some of the things where it's very scary to know that somebody's calling you that many times, and there's a possibility they have an older number too.
Yes. Sometimes they're calling the wrong person.
Yeah.
Many times, because your number, your cell phone number was previously owned by somebody else, and they could be calling that prior owner. And that happens quite a bit. It's called a recycled number.
Yeah.
And so that can happen quite a bit.
So if it's an old number, you just got a new cell phone number, you switched your number,
you're, right.
You're getting calls from somebody else who had that number,
right.
No longer has it. And so now you're getting their debt calls, or you're getting their unrequested number calls.
Right, right.
And so it's, they haven't done anything to change it. They don't want to change it.
Right.
Or they don't want to even listen to you. And then trying to get a human being on the phone too is very hard, because sometimes I'll get a call and it's a hello, are you there? Like, you know, it's a robot. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
It's a robot with an accent,
right.
But it's a robot, and they're just waiting for you to answer. Then you get them, and then they barrage you with
right.
questions, and then you're trying to get to somebody who can get them to stop.
Right, and sometimes you ask them to stop, and they just ignore you and keep calling. Sometimes I'll get calls where nobody answers it.
Yeah.
Like, I answer the phone, is dead air.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to keep calling.
Yeah. Have you ever, what's one of the bizarre stories that you've gotten when it comes to robocalls? Have you gotten anything that involves politics, religion, things that people weren't even, have nothing to do with?
Right. Well, probably and actually this is a robocall I received.
Okay.
I've probably received 70 calls from this. He's a pastor or a minister in Long Island, and he calls me. And it's a recorded message. Like, I pick up the phone, I get this recording, and he's saying, the gates of hell are awaiting you, and you better, you know, press 1 if you want to know more information about the, you know. And it's like, basically, I better press 1,
yeah.
Or I'm going where there's like a lot of fire and brimstone.
You're going down.
<That's right. Yeah. laughs> and you can't stop it. I can't stop it. And I've looked into who it is. He's a very shady person. He doesn't have like a corporation.
That's how the devil acts. It kind of goes in that direction of very hard to find.
Yeah, yes, yes,
areas,
right. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So that could be very, very crazy. Kenneth Hiller is here. KennethHiller.com is the website to go to if you're looking for help with that. One of the things I've also found to be very interesting and big is the fact that you work with veterans for benefits.
Yes.
You know, it's unfortunate we have to have that put into law and law put into action for people to do the right thing. But you will help those, if you can, that have benefits that are seeking, that are veterans.
Yes, yeah. They're seeking benefits based on a disability that occurred during the service. And I'll just tell you one story.
Okay.
We have a client who's a World War II veteran.
Mm.
He was awarded benefits initially, and then they cut him off. He came to us a year, so he didn't receive any benefits for all these years.
Mm-hmm.
He came to us, he's 93. He came to us a year ago, and we got all of his benefits from 1945 to present, 73 years of benefits.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot of money for him.
Yeah.
But basically, you have to show that you have a service-connected disability, that whatever your problem is, and they have a rating system. you know, 100% rating, you get like $3,300 a month. Mm-hmm. They usually pay you too low of a rating. Mm. So sometimes we're fighting the rating to get them more per month.
Yeah. And because the cost of living has gone up,
yes,
the change over the years or so. So the only way to know is either call your office or go to KennethHiller.com and set up some sort of consultation.
Yes, free consultation.
Okay.
You know, we'll gather all the facts we need and advise you what your rights are and what you can do.
Kenneth Hiller joining us now here on WDKX.com for a podcast. If you want to reach out, I know you work in a couple different areas. You're available here in Rochester, but I know the website's the best place to go to because there are people who live between Rochester and Buffalo. And
right.
You work out of there.
Yes, we work out of Buffalo and Rochester. We can meet you here in Rochester, mm-hmm. Buffalo, wherever you want to meet us.
Sounds like a plan. What else does Kenneth Hiller offer? We talked a little bit about the robocalls. We talked a little bit about the veterans' benefits. Other things that Kenneth Hiller services can provide for you?
Social Security, disability, and SSI.
Okay.
Again, it's similar to the veterans. It's mm-hmm. based on a disability mm-hmm. Where you have some sort of medical problem. It could be physical or mental that prevents you from working full time.
Okay.
And we handle quite a bit of those cases.
So that's the place to go to. And Kenneth Hiller, thanks for the time today. I appreciate you coming in on a weekend to do the podcast. We'll put it up for people to listen to online. And especially if you're interested in any one of those cases, call Kenneth Hiller or you can get them online at KennethHiller.com. We're 103.9 WDKX.